What?
Hey, what the fuck is all over the monitor? Something splattered on it.
Shadoobie. I don't know what the fuck that is. If I had to guess, I would guess this. This air freshener.
Okay. I think you're right.
I don't ever sit over there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, jeez.
What? What? Fucking say it, stupid. What is it? I'm
trying to wipe off the cursor.
I want you guys to go back about 10 minutes to where Jeff said. You know, sometimes I have moments of genius.
Real man of genius.
Fucking retard. Holy shit. Ooh, that felt good.
Did you shit yourself?
No. All air, baby.
Yeah, all air. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All air. Phew. Doesn't stink either.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be the fucking judge of that.
What do you mean? Trust me, if I shit myself, I would tell you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know, speaking of that.
Yeah?
You know,
speaking of shitting myself?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah?
A few weeks ago, I was sick, man. The flu. Like, I was sick to the point where, you know, I called off of work. And I just don't call off of work a lot anymore. You know, I mean, I never really did. But, yeah. You know, I fucking woke up on a Monday morning. I'd been feeling sick over the weekend. And I woke up Monday morning. I'm like, guys, I got to go back
now,
to bed.
Now, was this after you had said you might have to take a week off from this show? Because your wife had been sick. And then you thought you might get
kind,
it?
Yes, okay. It was right around that time. Gotcha. So, yeah, so that shit finally hit up with me.
Mm-hmm.
In full fucking force.
It got you good, okay?
And so, like, that Monday, I slept all fucking day. Like, I didn't get back up till like, 11 o'clock. And then Tuesday, I woke up and I felt better. So I texted work, said, hey, I'm going to work from home. I'm feeling better, but, you know, I'm just gonna work from home. Man, about fucking, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there and I'm working. I'm like, ooh. I gotta go.
Now, for those at home, Jeff has this hip issue, this ongoing hip issue, and it's not easy getting up and down.
No, you don't get up fast.
Chairs and couches, okay. Especially when your couches, I think if I'm remembering, I don't really get invited over anymore, so it's hard to remember. But that couch kind of sinks in a little bit.
Well, we've got a new one.
Okay.
So, we've got a new one, so it's a little better. But, yeah, you don't just jump up. I don't jump up off the couch and run into the bathroom and fucking shit. So I get up. Actually, you know, this was in the afternoon is when it was. So I get up and I start, you know, and of course I got to shit. And I can tell that this isn't going to be your fucking, you know, meatloaf solid, you know, this is pudding. I can tell there's, you know, there's something really wrong in my colon and it wants out now. Okay.
This isn't meatloaf.
No. Well, you know, nice solid piece, you know, something you could put some ketchup on and fuck it.
Might be a show title. Okay.
So and it's not a long trip to the bathroom.
No, it's
at
not.
My place. I mean, it's not a long trip anywhere at my place.
No,
small
it's
house.
Not. Yeah.
So I get into the bathroom And because this hip is so bad, again, you don't jump off the couch or into the bathroom. You don't throw your pants down and plop down on the toilet
either. No, you got
either.
Jeff is, he kind of totters.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of teeters fucking, and totters everywhere.
Boy, did I totter. Holy shit.
So it takes.
So I get in the bathroom and I'm standing there and as I'm getting and of course the dogs are fucking laying there sleeping all morning. I get up and they're going ape shit. They gotta go outside. So the first thing I have to do is open, which the back door is right there at the bathroom.
Yeah.
Open the back door and let them fucking idiots out. So then I turn around and I get in the bathroom and I can tell I'm not going to make it. Okay, make it.
Hang on. Okay. Is it a thing? Is it a thing where if you had...
I know where you're going.
If you had stood in place and just kind of clenched up real tight...
I did! That's what I had to do because I couldn't get the... I couldn't get things... Yeah, I couldn't... I was wearing a pair of full-length pajama... pants, you know, like whatever that everybody wears to Walmart now. You know, and so I'm standing, and so I just, I got to clench it up. But the thing of it is, again, this is not solid. This is liquid. You know when you take a garden hose and you try to pinch off the end to stop the flow, but you just can't do it? I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I shit down the back of my leg and into my slipper that I It was so gross. It was so fucking gross. Oh my god. And dude, once it started coming, I just relaxed.
You just
I'm like,
let it go.
I can't. Nope. I just gotta go.
No. No, you just, there's no point in
it. It's like I'm already cleaning the bathroom, so oh my god, there's... dude, I filled that fucking slipper up. I should have taken a picture. Why did I not take a picture?
It was so gross. I could just picture you standing in your bathroom, defeated, just letting it happen.
Yep, just, yep. She was at work. Nobody, you know. So I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, well that's over. You know, that part's over. So, and of course, you know, I had my phone in my hand, so I texted my boss. I'm gonna be away from my computer for about 30 minutes. Illness related. That's all you want to know is what I put in the text. And my boss is a girl, and she's my age, and she just types back at you.
Oh, there is nothing.
Oh, shit. That's fucking great, isn't it?
There is nothing more. Nothing less dignified.
Than shitting yourself.
Than shitting yourself. Yep. But if you, I mean, you did the right thing. Once it comes.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to let it happen.
Oh, my God,
you just
dude.
Let it happen. You stand in the tub and let it happen.
See, and I could. That was hit me for a second. It's like, tub. I couldn't make it, and I wanted to stay right there, and just I didn't want to drag it any further into the bathroom.
Well, you've already got a crime scene right in front of the bowl.
Jesus, crime scene.
So if you take three steps to the toilet or to the tub, it's not.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, honey, I have a trail of shit. It's my trail of tears. It goes from the bowl to the fucking tub.
Trail of turds.
Oh.
Oh, it was so gross.
But you're saying nothing solid. It was all...
Well, there were little chunks of solid stuff in there.
It was all iced tea is what you're telling me.
Detailed do you want to get?
Well, I mean, you know. You said you filled a slipper.
Dude, I did. Because it ran down the back of my leg and into my slipper. Yeah, it was... Yeah.
One question and then a request.
Yes.
The question is, do you still have the slippers?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to send me a picture of them to use them
for
the picture on this show.
No, I washed them.
No,
you need the slippers.
Yes,
oh.
Yeah, I need a picture of the slippers.
I could send her a text right now and say, hey, look, I got a weird request, but could you just take a picture of my slippers?
This show doesn't go on until Saturday.
I'll get you.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I think we need to have that be the... filled up
my
slipper.
I'm sorry, my slippers. That's what I call them now.
My slippers.
Honey, fetch me my slippers.
Oh, honey, oh, I say, would you fetch me my slippers? Slippers.
You want to hear the bad thing? I'm sorry, the worst thing.
Slippers, slicker than.
Slippers. Meet the slippers.
Slippers.
So, the next day, and listen, hey, fuck it, I'm just gonna throw it all out there. The next day, I'm sitting on the fucking toilet bowl taking another dump, and I look on the wall across, and I'm like, I missed a couple of spots. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it tends to splat.
God, there's 8 show titles in this break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We do have a video also this week called How to Ask a Girl Out. It's, let's see. This is from 19... Oh, what is this? 49.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy?
Yes.
Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
Well, yes.
Woody thought of Janice. And
Woody?
Janice is a real fucking cock softener. Oh, she is a fucking... She is just not impressed with Woody's existence. She could not want to be there less.
Good looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her.
Did he say rape?
Both. Yeah, rate and rape.
Well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and
bold. Yes, it's too bad Janice is a cunt.
Self-righteous twat.
She really, I fucking hate her. Now look at poor Woody. This
no doubt, man. Woody's just trying to score.
A sweepy-haired fruit.
Or she'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
Yes.
What about Anne?
Oh, Anne's a fucking
go-getter.
Anne
with the cotton candy.
Anne's a go-getter. She's eating cotton candy. She's laughing. Mm-hmm. She's a brunette. She's got some nice cock-sucking lips. Anne's a fucking go-getter.
She knows how to have a good time.
Look at her laughing.
How to make the fellow with her relax. Have fun, too.
Oh, fucking
easy on that cotton candy. No, save some of that chewing for later.
No. That just grazed my nuts with your fucking front teeth. You don't have to bite them, just fucking graze. Oh, I fucking jerk my dumb gherkin right into your part.
What? What year is...
I'm gonna fill in that part for you. Ooh.
What year is this?
1949.
Jesus Christ, and it's color? Yeah. Well, they fucking blew their wad on this instructional vid, didn't they?
This girl's a go-getter. She's laughing. Yeah. She's eating cotton candy. I love her.
Oh,
look
at
this girl.
Yes. Jesus, you fucking cuck.
She's fucking going to town, too.
Looks like he's throwing that cotton candy up.
This guy does look like he's going to be eating another man's cum out of Anne's pussy. Yeah. I mean, he does look like that guy. I mean, to be fair to...
That's what a boy likes.
Yes.
He wants to know he's appreciated. Anne would be fun on a date.
Oh, I fucking would. I fucking... Remember I had a name for when you walked up behind a girl and you stuck your cock in her hand from the back without her knowing it was coming? It was called the Harpo.
Oh, yeah. The Harpo.
I would give Anne the Harpo in 2 seconds.
Yeah, would you?
Oh, yeah. Anne's a fucking go-getter. I love Anne.
Yeah?
She's having fun. Oh.
How do you ask for a date?
So you want to fuck or what?
How much?
What about this?
Anne?
Anne?
Jesus, dude.
Anne?
Well, how about a date?
I hate him.
Well, really, no thanks, Woody.
Oh, wow. Shit. Whoa. Boy, she just shot poor Woody down.
Sure did.
Hard. Fuck you, Woody. What a dope. Hmm.
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Hi,
Ann. Hey, baby.
What you doing, Saturday?
What you doing
night?
There, sexy?
Well, I guess
I think I'm sucking your dick, Woody.
And what were you doing Saturday night? Because now you're going out with me, hot tits. Pick you up at 7.
Pick you up at 8, and don't be late.
Hot tits.
All right.
You
this
take
one's
one
got
more
it.
Shot at Abe?
More fucking Lincoln here. Oh, fuck.
Ooh, yeah, you too.
Close. All right, God damn it. One more. Here we go. I got the angle.
I
have the angle. Oh, well, yeah. Fuck, God damn it. Fucking Six Semper Tyrannus. No! Oh, fuck! Fuck!
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Yeah.
Well,
he's giving him the brush.
goes back to another video. Oh, she gave me the brush. No, that's from fucking What's the Movie? What's the Movie? Ah, she gave me the brush. No, Ma, I'm not going to the Starlight Club anymore. What's the fucking movie?
Oh, God.
Marty. No, it's not Marty. It's, won Best Picture. It was,
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
She gave me the brush.
Yeah.
I
called the woman I didn't even want to call, and she gave me the brush.
Fuck, I don't know.
So now Anne is mad that he told this girl to give her other guy the brush, and now, so now she's hanging up on him. Ooh, she threw the, she slammed the phone down.
Easy on the phone, cunt. You didn't buy it?
Yeah, really, we're paying $2 a month for this phone.
There another way?
Anne? This is Woody.
Is there another way you see him mixing up a fucking Mickey in her drink?
Yeah. You ever heard of the hot Cosby? Oh, yeah!
Oh, oh, Bill!
What say we go to the club on Friday night? Yeah.
Well, I have a ticket for the High Teen Carnival Saturday, and...
Whoa.
Well, would you like to go?
What a hard-on Woody is.
Jesus, Woody. Really?
Why, yes, Woody. Oh. I'll have to talk to my folks about it.
Gosh, she would fucking take you for a ride.
She would.
Anne would
go.
Anne looks like how you draw a teenage girl in a comic in the fucking late 40s.
Yeah.
She looks like Lois Lane.
Yeah.
In the, she would take you for a ride. I feel like Anne would punish your cock.
But I think I can go. That would be fun.
Now that would be swell.
Yeah.
Gee willikers, yeah. Anne. That's great.
Wait till you're unconscious in my dad's car. I'm going to hike your dress up. Fucking go to town on your five layers of underwear. And your fucking navel to kneecap bush.
Well, shall I pick you up about 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock?
8?
Late.
That's fine, Woody. 8 o'clock Saturday. I think it'll be all right, but I'll let you know for sure. Mm. Bye.
And
bye.
A date with Woody. Saturday.
Ugh. I would take it to Anne. I'd lay the wood to Anne.
Yeah, would you?
Oh.
Wood? Yeah, wood?
Now I would lay on top of that girl right now and probably murder her.
Well, yeah.
Because of my weight.
Fucking kill you.
But I'd have to stand and fuck her while she lays on the bed. That was a holdover from the last administration. I don't want to crawl on top of her either. Might cut off her fucking breathing. I'm not thin. That's what I'm telling the kids at home. Uh-oh. Anne's,
is that her?
Anne's going over some fucking outfits here.
Why does it look like she picked that up at fucking Auschwitz?
It really is awfully stripey.
It is very stripey. What size is it? Let's see. 6452387.
They don't show her changing. Fuck this video.
I know that's what you're waiting for.
Hi, Anne. Hi, Judy.
Oh, there's more your speed.
Judy comes
I think Anne's a little old for you.
Yeah, Judy comes in. Judy's like 11, and I'm hard as a rock right now. If they kiss, I'm going to jerk off on this bitch.
You fucking idiot.
What are you doing?
That's what she said. That's what she says when I give her the Harpo. What are you doing?
Aren't you the inquisitive little sister? I'm getting ready for my day tonight with Woody.
This breaks. This devolves into the scene from fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High where she's showing her how to give a blowjob with a carrot.
Oh, he's nice. A date, huh? What'll you do?
You gonna suck his dick?
Taste that trucker cum.
What are you gonna do? You gonna tickle his balls?
Well, you take the tip of your tongue and put it right on the crease of his balls, Judy. And
I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time.
Wrong. Important thing is to make him come, you cocktease.
You don't need to spend a lot of money to do that.
No fucking shit. She should have been my last girlfriend then. Every move was a $50 spot with that coos. Every move was a $50 spot.
You just enjoy whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Whether it's movies.
I tell you, old Anne's a tall drink of water,
she
man.
Is.
I'd like
yeah.
to fucking give her the business.
Or parties or anything. And you leave your boyfriend enough money, so he'll ask you again.
What? Mm-hmm. You what?
Leave him enough money.
Leave him enough money.
So he'll ask you again.
Oh, you don't spend all, you don't take all
no.
his fucking spending
no.
cash.
Clearly she's not a married woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye. You'll be out late. Why not particularly late? Mom
depends on how fast I get him off, Judy. knowing poor 16-year-old Woody, this will take about 3.5 seconds.
I think the...
What?
I think the inside windshield of the car is going to look like pterodactyl diarrhea.
Did somebody sneeze?
Dick snot.
Dad goes out in the morning to get in the car to go to the store. The fuck's all over the windshield.
What the fuck happened in here?
Woody, get your fucking dick down here.
Pterodactyl diarrhea was
Jesus
what it's...
Christ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Side of the windshield.
Holy shit.
Well, the important thing is your pop is bald. You got two hands for a reason.
I have an agreement about what time to come in.
Ooh.
Look, will you honey and get my stockings from the bathroom?
Oh,
stockings?
Sure.
That's the best part's ripping those cocksuckers off. Here's $10 for some more stockings,
yeah.
You trash bag.
You trash bag.
Dad, were you excited the night of your first date?
I sure was.
Listen,
was.
Kid, I'm going to give you some fucking advice. Don't fucking go. Stay fucking single. Yeah, you know what? I was excited. And you know what I did? I fucked your mother and I got her pregnant. And boom, here you are. I love my life.
You fucking melon-headed idiot.
You melon-headed idiot.
So was I.
I had to jerk off 3 times the night of my first date. Just to keep from raping that girl.
I took my date serious.
Ooh,
what the? It was a major event.
Why is Woody's mom my grandmother?
No
Holy
shit.
Why, the night of my first date, my date had a flat tire and he was an hour late. And he didn't even bother to call me. Well, when he finally...
Well, I think Dad...
Well, he didn't have a fucking cell phone, cunt.
I think Dad ought to be keeping people from squeezing the Charmin by the looks of him. Holy shit. Why does he look like a broke Chef Boyardee?
He does. He looks like Mr. Whipple.
He does.
It came, I had to run upstairs and do my face and my hair all over again. Oh, I was so upset.
It still didn't work, lady.
No, you fucking bulldog.
Keep trying, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking keep trying.
Let's know when you get it figured out.
And the moral of that story is that I should be on time tonight, right?
You bet.
Hi, Woody.
Beat your fucking ass in the next week, kid.
Yeah.
Why does that house look like the fucking set of the
My
Chris
Three
Farley
Sons.
Motivational speaker fucking sketch from SNL?
Oh.
Flowers.
Probably is.
Anne won't expect flowers, will she? Huh?
Steering wheels. Anne won't expect a steering wheel, will she?
Boy.
Fucking going way back on that one.
A lot of mileage over that one.
Oh, yeah.
I hardly think so. I'm taking these to Mary because it's a special occasion.
Yes. He's going to open up that tuna trap for me tonight.
Celebrating his first blowjob.
Oh, boy. I still mark the anniversary of mine.
How many shots is it going to take to get the taste out of your mouth?
You ever had Nebraska pussy?
But I don't have to, unless it's a ritzy affair.
That's the general idea. Flowers for a prom or a very special party. Otherwise, you don't need to.
What about condoms?
What the fuck does Bob's big boy know about any of this?
Say, I'll have to run.
Me too. See you later.
Why does old Woody look?
Yes. Sideshow.
Oh,
fortune's told. It's the devil. It's the witchcraft. Yes.
Yeah, the gang's all here.
Mm-hmm. Refreshments.
All right, Woody, time to spike that punch.
That's my
Eat
boy,
that
Woody.
Fucking dog, Woody.
Yeah, Woody.
Shove that fucking hot
Shove
dog right in your throat. He's
showing her how he wants it done.
Mm-hmm. Like,
suck it, you pig.
Yes. Well.
Yes. What? Old timey guy should be talking over this
fucking
movie.
Jesus. It's just a series of shots from the teen fair or whatever the fuck they went to. That scene from Licorice Pizza where he fucking gets arrested. And he's sitting down with a hot dog and a fucking sody. Calls Ann over. Probably sit on his lap like the fucking pimp that he is.
Yes! I love young pussy!
Oh.
Oh, now, the dainty little bite. Fucking Ann knew that a fucking proper girl don't shove that dog right in her fucking mouth.
I mean, pussy was amazing when we were first getting, but like pussy in the 40s must have been just like a miracle. Just a life. It's just.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just think pussy now is just kind of, I mean, it's just out there and it's everywhere. And
it was a bit more of a mystery then.
It was it was starting to be everywhere when I was first fucking climbing into some of these girls. There was some climbing going on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Is your pussy supposed to be this blown out for your age? But back then it was a mystery. It was a miracle pussy back then. Oh, you had to find it, all that hair. Oh, you dare put your mouth on it. Gross.
You think there was a lot of fucking pussy eating back in those days? I'm thinking no. Not this is what, late 40s?
49.
I'm thinking that pussy eating didn't come around until the 60s.
I want to say,
mid to
not.
Late 60s.
All that, but there's a lot of hair in the 60s, too. It wasn't until, I remember the first time a girl took her clothes off for me and she was shaved with a piercing and I almost lost my mind. And this was...
Did you come right there on the spot?
I tried to.
Yeah.
On that spot.
On that spot.
Yeah, right on the piercing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to.
Okay.
Yeah.
The end.
Sometimes you got to leave it in there, though. You know what I mean? Just to teach her a lesson. Just to let her know what fear is. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ. Of a perfect evening. But how do you say goodnight?
Tapping her tonsils is how you say goodnight with your fucking rod.
Listen, if you've done stuff right, there's no fucking way she's going to be saying anything.
No! She'll be unconscious!
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
fucking Woody went right for it.
This is where they're going over the options of how to say goodnight.
Oh, okay.
Woody's first impulse is to fucking jump in and try to shove his tongue down her fucking gullet. And Anne wants no part of that.
Yeah.
She is not your whore or anyone else's.
Girl.
I hope she fucking kicks him right in the nuts.
Oh, she creep.
Storms away angry.
Fucking great night, Woody, and you fucking...
Exactly, fucking Woody.
Or it could go this way.
Yes. Well, we shake hands like proper gentlemen.
Well, so long.
Hey, Ann, Woody's not interested anymore in case you didn't figure that shit out.
Yeah, he watched
Please
you
show that again.
He watched you eat that hot dog and then he fucking beat feet.
Wow. Yeah, your dainty little bites on that hot dog were not impressing Woody.
No. Well, goodbye.
Well, bye.
Well, so long.
He says goodbye and he fucking beats it out of there.
Darts out of there, man.
Beat it, stupid.
Like he's fucking late for church.
Oh.
She's
just like that. After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
That's why you shove your tongue down her. What the fuck? You can't have it both. Well, you can.
Let me feel your tits. Oh, just tits must have been.
She's really fucking.
She's,
see, this is where you swoop in.
Yeah. Hey, honey, what's the matter? Hey. I'm hanging out in the dark by the fucking fire hydrant.
Fucking Woody got you down?
Smoking a non-filter. Just fucking flick it into the street. Hey, darling. Why the long face?
So let's try saying goodnight again.
Yes.
One more way.
The Harpo.
Well, it's getting late.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And he throws her in the bushes and takes her virginity.
Ask you in for a bite to eat if it were so late.
Shut up.
Bitey.
Let's plan to get home in time for a sandwich or something next time.
Say, that sounds good.
Say, that sounds good. Hey.
I see something.
Why does this guy look like he's ready to break into When I Come Around?
Why does he sound like Carol Channing is the first question.
Say, that'd be swell. You fucking cuck.
Say.
Let's plan to get home in time for a sandwich or something next time.
A sandwich.
Say, that sounds good.
Say.
That sounds good.
Well, hello, Johnny.
I'll call you next week.
Will you?
No,
well,
cunt.
Thanks so much.
Girls who don't put out don't get a fucking phone call. Kylie,
get a call, man.
Kylie fucked me on the first date. That trick knew what she was fucking doing. I called her again, too. I fucking called her, all right.
I had loads of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I had some loads of fun right for those two tits right there, he is. Some loads of fun.
Oh. Good
night, Woody.
Night.
Oh, fuck that girl. Bend her over the fucking door.
Come on, Woody. Do it.
Just fucking...
Before that door closes, force your way in. Ah, you fucked it, you stupid.
Fucking jerk off.
You fucking... You fucking right there on the porch.
Stand right in the bushes and drop your load. Let her know who's boss. Show her who's the king of this fucking relationship you're about to be in.
Ooh, I'm not calling you tomorrow.
Wow,
hello.
Hello. Woody is on.
Fucking whistling a tune. And
look at this dopey cut. That's all.
That's it. Huh.
Southern Maryland, a bizarre scene now unfolding in a quiet small town. A death investigation's underway in Charles County in a home.
Talking about a goddamn death investigation.
I gotta come out of an idiot story. Talking about a fucking death investigation.
Got a goddamn death investigation.
You gotta roll it now.
Well, all right.
Please.
Talking about a goddamn death investigation.
We're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death
investigation.
Dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
God damn it, where's my orange smoothie?
And where's my orange smoothie? Damn it!
God damn it!
I asked for an orange smoothie like 20 minutes ago.
Mm.
In Maryland, a bizarre scene now unfolding in a quiet small town. A death investigation is underway in Charles County in a home full of more than 100 snakes. Fox 5 Sierra Fox is live in Pomfret, Maryland with the details. It's not often.
Some man in a home with 100 snakes was found dead, Jeff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
To a story.
Snake like, bite?
Who can say?
Like this, and snakes is a factor. So what's going on here?
Snakes?
Angie, this is definitely unusual. Last night.
You know, I don't know that it is. Is it?
Right around 6 in the evening, a neighbor called the Charles County Sheriff's Office after finding a man dead inside this home. Now, when deputies arrived here, they also discovered more than 100 venomous and non-venomous snakes. Yes, you heard that right. More than 100 venomous and non...
Yeah, I was wondering if I heard her correctly. I was. I'm glad that she cleared that up, because I don't understand venomous and non-venomous. Huh. Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yes, you
so
heard that right.
He died. He was found dead in the house.
Yeah.
Full of venomous and non-venomous snakes.
Yeah.
Neighbor found him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Venomous snakes. Right now, there are experts here from Virginia and North Carolina to us.
Oh, you got some experts here.
Yeah.
He was fucking bitten by a snake. And he died.
Boy, that's a stretch.
Assist animal control to document the different breeds before figuring out where to move them. I think it's definitely scary.
Fire pit? I'm thinking.
People to hear about how many snakes there are and what kind. I also think that there's...
Where to move them?
I think it's definitely scary for people to hear about.
I think it's definitely scary. It is. I'm frightened, lady. Thank you. Thank you for looking out for my feelings. Thank you.
Put your mask on and get on a plane or something. Leave me the fuck alone for 3 seconds.
Did you hear how she starts that?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah, I heard it. You can't not fucking hear it is the problem.
How many snakes there are and what kind. I also think that there's relief in knowing that now that animal control is involved, experts are here, the situation's under control.
I'm glad you're there. I am. Thank you.
The experts are here.
Yes.
Why talk to a regular jack-off? Don't do it.
The experts are here. We're not going to speak to any of them.
No. Fuck no.
Instead, we have Phil the neighbor.
Yeah. Some fucking coos.
Toothless fucking.
Happened to be walking by with her middle-aged woman haircut. Gave up on life. Let's talk to Miss Irrelevant.
As she's live, fucking, love, laugh bumper sticker on her fucking car.
As she's fucking scooting by with her small dog. Fuck you.
Scene is contained. Neighbors feel safe. They're just grieving.
Grieving?
Are they? Really?
You know what? No. Because a guy with 100 snakes was not...
I'm not... Yeah.
He was not beloved in the neighborhood. I could almost guarantee you that.
Oh, I'm sure there were wild parties at Steve's house every fucking weekend. Come party with the snakes, he would say.
Yeah. Yeah, he would fucking just open up the house to the neighbors. He was always cooking them burgers and fucking no one talked to this guy. He was the creep with 100 fucking snakes. That's who he was. Quit acting
Nobody
like...
Nobody interacted with this dude.
Quit acting like this was a loss to the community. All right? He was a fucking asshole that got bit by a snake.
Brian, he was a human being. A life has been lost in their community.
Yeah,
it is a loss to the community. Goddamn, can you not fucking have a little fucking decency and respect?
I think only in the respect that it's one more taxpayer dead. I think that's the only problem.
It's my only problem.
This time, it's not clear how the man died. Now,
we are back at the fucking car wash again.
Yeah, how did
this happen?
How did this happen?
Wow.
Causes, or if a snake was...
If only we could figure out how this happened. The guy with 100 snakes in his house was found dead. That's hard to feature. What could it possibly be? Well,
involved. His name and age hasn't been released.
Dumb cunt. His name was Dumb Cunt.
And he wasn't old enough to know any fucking better not to keep fucking 100 snakes in his house.
His body is being examined by the medical examiner's
office,
and the cause of death will be released in a few weeks.
A few weeks?
As far as the more than 100 snakes inside his home, animal control says it's not clear why he had so many, but he was...
Well, because he clearly had some kind of fucking mental illness, lady. I think he got up and worked a 9-to-5 and had this hobby on the side? Probably a fucking welfare cheat on top of everything else. I gotta go out and get you guys some mice today.
Taking good care of them. We're told he had them secured responsibly, racked, which keeps their temperature and humidity as close as possible to their normal habitat. The man had venomous snakes like cobras and black mambas and non-venomous snakes, including pythons and rattlesnakes. Venomous snakes are not legal to have here in Maryland.
Oh, so he's a fucking scofflaw on top of it.
Scofflaw?
However, non-venomous snakes are legal to possess.
Oh.
Well, see, is there any danger, though, to the community? What are
no, stupid, she just said.
Yes, there is a danger to the community. Your fucking news broadcast. That's the fucking danger to the community, lady. Let me fucking tip you off.
You're a menace to fucking, society. They just spent 2 minutes telling you how everything was under control. They talked to the dumb broad in the street and told you the experts were out there. They fucking went through the entire thing. They
talked to everybody but the fucking experts, so.
And they cut to the fucking newsreader, and the one thing she has to say off prompter, the one question is, oh, is everything, is it safe?
Is everything going to be okay?
Is it safe?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, you fucking dummy coos. It's safe.
Well, see, is there any danger, though, to the community? What are they saying about that?
I fucking hate her. Mm-hmm. Whoever this... I hate her.
Because 100 snakes. I mean, that's those are the ones they found inside.
You take them off prompter and they can't string a they fucking can't do shit. Sentence together.
Yep. Can't do shit.
They're worthless off prompter. Worthless.
The house. That's not something that we...
Let's come up with better questions for Sierra in the field. Sierra, any evidence he was fucking these snakes? Were the snakes perhaps headed to a plane? Samuel L. Jackson involved in this somehow? Let's come up with some more better questions for fucking Sierra in the
filming
field.
Filming Indiana Jones TikToks.
Yes.
It's a distinct possibility.
Where's Karen Allen?
Hear about it, you mentioned every day, and it's very unusual.
We know it's unusual, you fucking dope.
Right, Angie. Well, that's exactly what Animal Control wants to make clear, that there is no public safety threat here. There's no
evidence. You said that earlier. Stupid. But by all means, continue with your fucking tremendous newscast.
Can we say the same thing?
Sure.
Two more times? Is that possible?
Well, we got 30 seconds till we get to the weather again for the fucking 15th time in half an hour.
That is so fucking right on.
One time, I want to watch a 30-minute news block of the weather. I want to watch a 30-minute news block of the weather in July. In July, I want to watch a 30-minute fucking block of the local news.
Yeah.
Because you get the weather right at the beginning.
Yeah.
They tell you what they're going to talk about, which they've already told you the weather then.
It's weather on the tubes.
Okay, right, yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
So then, yeah, every... You know, you're getting, in 30 minutes, you're getting the weather half a dozen times at least.
Right.
On that fourth time when they come back, after they talked about it like 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago, I want them to come back in July and go, you won't fucking believe it. There's a blizzard happening outside your window right now. Other than that, tell me at the beginning and fucking move on to some other goddamn nonsense fuckery.
Snakes
in the neighborhood bullshit.
You kind of look out the window and you go, okay, it's mid-April.
Yeah.
Could be warm today. Could be cool today. I'll prepare for every fucking eventuality.
It's 58 degrees at the airport and there was 0.3. I don't fucking live at the goddamn airport, stupid. Do you know that your broadcast range covers, The amount of people that live in the airport are not even 1% of your fucking broadcast range? Huh? Or even near it, okay? I'll give you the people that live near it within a couple of block radius of the fucking airport. That's not even 1% of your fucking broadcast
Hunter,
range.
Get in here. They're talking about us.
Any snakes escaped or are out here, so everyone shouldn't worry
fucking
about
this. Fucking snakes on the run.
All right, Sierra Fox for us tonight.
Snakes on the run. Oh, someone's car alarm is going off. That's good news.
That was not a car alarm. That was the don't get out of the fucking car wash alarm.
I have been handed an update on the man in the house with 100 snakes story.
Yes.
Thank you, Doug. A Charles County man found dead in a home in January with over 100 venomous and non-venomous snakes died from a venomous snake bite, officials confirmed on
Wednesday. No fucking way. No fucking... What do you suppose the chances of that were? About 100 to 1? Huh. All right, let's see if we can fucking take Lincoln out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, right above it. God damn
it. Oh, no. Oh, say it ain't fucking so, you stupid fucking asshole.
I think I actually would have got fucking Mary on that one.
Officers conducted a wellness check at the home around 6 p.m. at a home in 55 block of blah, blah, blah. Neighbor told police they went to check on the 49-year-old man. After not seeing him for more than a day, they found him lying on the floor, unconscious. A victim, Jeff.
Yeah?
Of his own success, so to say. EMS forced entry through the front door of the home. And the man was pronounced dead. No signs of foul play in the man's death.
Yeah?
So this snake's just going to fucking get away with it.
Nah, fuck. Bullshit.
Nope. The cause of death is snake envenomation.
What?
Yeah. Snake envenomation.
Venomation wow. Domination?
Yeah. Striking.
Snake insemination?
Striking. Stunning update to that story.
Wow. There's so many other reasons I figured he would have died in a house full of 100 fucking venomous snakes.
It's weird, right?
Snake bit him.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Wow. Man.
It's weird, right?
It is. Guy got out of his car at the car wash.
Yeah.
And died.
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird. Isn't it? I mean, it's just fucking weird that those freak accidents like that happen. Brian is beside himself.
It's, well, what I'm trying...
It's just so fucking strange.
What I'm trying to not do is laugh and step on your excellent material today, because you're really killing it today.
People are fucking idiots.
It's almost as though people get what they deserve.
You don't say. Huh. What is that? Play stupid games, get stupid prizes or whatever the saying goes?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your fucking car. You know what? Actually, no. I take that back. Some of you, get the fuck out. In the car wash. On a fucking busy freeway. Some of you need that experience to make ours better.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I do agree with that.
Sorry, some of you. If you... You know what? Fuck that. If you feel the urge... Fuck this shit. You can't tell them...
No.
You don't I'm let them tell you what to do. You want to get out of the car at the car wash, you fucking do it.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.